Hello. For Lunchtime Conversations on Saturday, I am here with Rui Farias, the Executive Director of the St. Pete Museum of History, and I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Rui, welcome. The Howard Franklin Bridge, the new span, is opening Tuesday. Tell us a little bit about the history, since you are the history maven.
Well, first of all, it's almost hard to believe, because every time you drive by it, it still looks like it's under construction. So it's fantastic, actually, that it's opening so quickly. So the Howard Franklin Bridge, if you lived here for any time period, you've been stuck on that bridge, right, at some time. So imagine traveling back and forth between St. Petersburg and Tampa before the Howard Franklin. So back in 1924, Philadelphia industrialist by the name of George Gandy decided to build his own bridge, and it was a privately owned bridge. He charged a toll to get across it, so the Gandy Bridge opens then. So from 1924 to 1960, that was the only bridge connecting the two cities. So the original Howard Franklin, named after William Howard Franklin, opens in 1960. And the reason why it has his name, he didn't design it. He didn't build it. He didn't pay for it, right? But he proposed it. He was the former president of the First National Bank of Tampa. And like everybody else, it was just a long trek connecting these two cities. So the bridge was built in 1960, obviously named after Howard Franklin, who proposed it. There were different additions made to it, or changes made to it, or new bridges made to it over the years. In 1990, they had another major facelift, and again, now we're at 2025. So it shows you how fast the community has grown and the need for more lanes across Tampa Bay. How bad it's needed.
I think the most amazing picture of the hurricane season 2024. That's just into my mind is the water rushing over and the cars and the trucks still driving up that. This is really an important, bridges are really big and important in Florida. The Sunshine Skyway, that has a history.
Sure.
Right? What about the Gandy? How old is the Gandy?
1924 is when it opened. The original Gandy. It's had numerous changes as well. And as you can tell, especially on the Howard Franklin, it's more obvious, I think, than in the past Gandy bridges. They're getting higher.
Yes.
Right? They're definitely at a higher level above the sea level. And I remember watching it on the news and seeing those pictures of even the water splashing over the Howard Franklin during the hurricanes last fall. So you're looking at the Gandy opening in 24, and again, it was changed and new ones were built over the years. The Sunshine Skyway actually opened in 1954. So it was open before the Howard Franklin opened in 1960. And the important part to that too was you got to understand that in the 1950s is the birth of our interstate system. So as the interstates were creeping through Florida, and back in the 1950s and 60s, Florida, we were always behind the times, right? We were always like a second thought to, it seems like, the rest of the United States. But when the interstate system started making its way through Florida and heading south on the west coast of Florida, it needed to continue, and it needed to go through Tampa, through St. Petersburg, connecting us with Bradenton. So the Howard Franklin Bridge became an important piece of that I-275, which continues over the Sunshine Skyway into Bradenton and Sarasota.
Whoever thought transportation would be so interesting? I have a question. So, naming rights, right? Tropicana Field, this, that, and the other thing. I'd like to know why the naming rights haven't been offered for the new span. I mean, it's great to have the Howard Franklin Bridge, but it's interesting how bridges are named. And where did the Sunshine Skyway get the Sunshine Skyway name? And who is Mr. Gandy or Mrs. Gandy?
It's funny because, you're usually named after people, whether, they're important people of the community or the people who built the bridge, like George Gandy, who was also an important person in our community while he was here. But you bring up a good question because, like in my previous life, when I sold, naming rights and sponsorships for, professional soccer, I'm like, oh my God, I would love the chance to sell the sponsorship to the Howard Franklin Bridge, but I don't think it works that way.
Well, I'm going to suggest they name it the Rui Bridge, or maybe for our general manager of Radio St. Pete, the Joe Bordeaux Bridge. The Bordeaux Bridge, that has a lovely
ring.
It does.
Ring, I like that. That's way better than the Rui Bridge. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So for those of you who are driving over the Howard Franklin on Tuesday, we hope that you'll go onto our website and to our social, onto Facebook and onto the St. Pete Museum of History's Facebook, and comment and take photos of yourself driving across the bridge. Rui, are there any transportation artifacts?
Let's have someone take photos of them driving.
Oh, yeah, that's a better
idea. How about that, yeah.
Safety first. Are there any transportation artifacts in the museum we should know about? You got so many quinky-dinky things.
Oh, my gosh, we do. So, I mean, just to give you an example, when they were starting to demolish the bridge part that was originally the Million Dollar Pier from 1926 to build the current new St. Pete Pier, we told the construction people, said, listen, you're going to find stuff. You're going to have to find stuff when you start ripping things up, because, you know, there's so much history in that piece of fake land that sits there where the pier is. And we got a phone call from the contractor saying that they thought they had discovered the original trolley tracks dating back to 1913 that went on the first wooden municipal pier. So probably, you know, I think before he even hung up the phone, we were banging on the construction trailer, and we dug them up out of the ground, and we have them on display there. And we have all kinds of pieces, you know, of history, from rail travel. Of course, we have a flying replica of the Benoit hanging from the ceiling in the museum. We don't have a lot of bridge pieces, other than I've got original bridge pieces of the original Snell Isle, the Venetian bridge that connected Coffee Pot with Snell Isle. But, oh, my gosh, that's a great idea, though. It's time to find some original Gandhi Bridge stuff.
There you go. So, folks, get over to the St. Petersburg Museum of History. You can find out more about the museum at website, St. Petersburg.
HistorySt.Pete.org.
And the Howard Franklin Bridge, we welcome you, New Span, and we hope that we will not be stopped on the bridge ever again. Thanks, Rui.
Thank you.